And then finally, how can we help? How can we help each other? Let me share with you that we have done a lot of work in this area of Dawah, trying to find good ways to make it work and to get the message across around the world, not just here in our own backyard, but around the world as well. One of the things we do, we have these CDs. We used to have videotapes. They're too expensive. I couldn't handle that. But we take these CDs, we take them with us, and then I give them to you. Then you can copy them and give them out to the people. That's a very easy way to do it because it's in regular English, plain old Texas version of English. You don't have to worry about language, translation, and the rest of it. There will still be mistakes because we're human beings, but that's one way to do it. Another is to refer to the websites. This doesn't cost you anything at all. You can just say, go to the website, IslamNoir.com, or Islam Always. But Islam Always actually links to everything. That's it. You can put that on the back of your business card. Just put that. Don't put anything else. Don't mix it up with a whole bunch of websites. Don't do that because they won't go to any of them. Just put Islam Always. That's it. And when they go there, we'll take care over from there and direct them to all the other websites. And we've checked out which ones are having strange beliefs and are actually there by manipulators, and you don't have to worry about that. Just Islam Always would do that. Any question, ask islam@aol.com. That's an easy way to sum it up. And then finally, if you want to join us in Dawah, if you want to donate, you can do so online. The other thing you can do is work with your own community. And you need to have a Dawah organization in your community, in your masjid, and it must work with other communities. You must be open to work with them, regardless of some of their bad habits, that they're not as perfect as you are. And I know you're absolutely perfect in everything you do, and you don't have any mistakes, but they do. But so you have to overlook all their mistakes and be willing to accept to work together with each other within certain guidelines. Ask your imam. He'll help you with that. We are now reaching the end of our program, and I just want to sum this up by saying, if you don't make dua to Allah, none of it's going to work anyway. You have to supplicate to Allah. You have to ask Allah to accept what you're doing, because you are not inviting to yourself. You are inviting to the Almighty who created everything to start with. You have a reward for it immediately. You don't have to worry about that. He's going to reward you for asking people to consider worshiping him alone without any partners. We do have a series where we talk about harsh questions. People will come to you and ask you, for instance, how can a 53-year-old man have sex with a 6-year-old girl? That is a bad question. That's not true. But how we answered that has helped people enter Islam. Why do women have to wear hijab? Answers have helped people come to Islam. Why do you separate the men from the women? Why do you have to beat your wives? These are not fair questions, because we don't beat our wives. But the answers, when presented properly, help people get to Islam. Why do you worship a black box in the desert? We don't do that. Why do you kiss the ground 5 times a day? We don't do that. But how do I answer the question? Because if you say, I don't do that, they're going to bring these things from the internet saying this and that, and you're just in an argument. You're wasting your time. So, briefly, I'll tell you, there's a setup for that. Go to the website, Islam Always. You'll find many examples where we used it. We begin by saying, thank you for asking me about my religion. And you go, huh? In our religion, it's forbidden to lie. We cannot lie, because if we lie, we can go to hell forever. Second, we have the proof, because it's been preserved. If I did lie to you, you could verify it. You can go look at the Quran, look at the Hadith. So we have the truth, we have the proof. And then finally, when I'm giving you the answer to the question, if you find that you like the answer, are you prepared to rethink your position and consider worshiping Allah alone without any partners, because that's all Islam is about? Then you give them the answer, and at the end you say, well, what do you think? They say, wow, I didn't know that. You say, are you ready to start worshiping God without any partners? See how quick you turn that into shahada. Inshallah, we got more of that. It's Islam tomorrow, Islam always, Islam yesterday. But the thing is, to get started, do something. Ask Allah, Bismillah, and get started in your dawah. Until next time, this is Yusuf Estes signing off for now. A big salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.